We make a point to do family dinner every week. Sunday at 7, on the dot, no matter what. We're all here.
Did the Fantastic Four trailer win you over, or did you have more doubts and questions after the trailer came out? Because me personally, I had my doubts about Pedro Pascal being Mr. Fantastic. Mr. Fantastic is like the mega nerd, like the world's smartest man. I just didn't know if I could see him being that, you know, he's a great actor. After seeing the trailer, I feel a little bit better about it. I liked his little 1950s voice that he did. I thought it worked for me, at least. For some people, it didn't. I think the rest of the cast is going to be just fine, you know? Really, the trailer, in a lot of ways, to me, won me over a little more. Did it blow me out of the water? No, it didn't blow me out of the water by any means. And like Jared was saying earlier, I think if you had to compare the Thunderbolts trailer to the Fantastic Four trailer, the Thunderbolts trailer was way better. You know, it was a lot more fun. They managed to fit in a lot more jokes and everything else, and it's just a more interesting trailer. What do you guys think? Did the trailer actually win you over more, or are you kind of still on the fence about Fantastic Four?
I like it. I'm definitely down because it looks so different. How can you make a Marvel trailer different when it's another superhero movie? I mean, the Thunderbolts and the Avengers trailers, they're very just a team fighting a bad guy. What's it going to be? This was so different. Very different. And that got me excited. Thing looked fantastic. That is the thing that when I open up my Fantastic Four books, that's who I see. That was not John Krasinski, though. So I don't know who that guy is masquerading as my Mr. Fantastic, but John Krasinski is my Mr. Fantastic. I thought Sue was on point. Johnny, I don't know, because as terrible as the first two Fantastic Four movies were, Chris Evans played a good Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Storm.
He was like this horny playboy that told jokes and was immature. I don't know about this guy from Stranger Things. So the verdict has that on that. But how can you not like a trailer where it ends with Galactus's head looking at the Statue of Liberty? Like, I'm good. I'm done.
And he's not a cloud.
Ready? Amen.
That's true. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Jared, I totally agree with you about something, and I totally disagree with you about something. What I agree with you about is Ben Grimm. He looks fantastic, just like the books. You know, there's been a lot of baseless complaints on social media. I don't know what people are thinking, you know, but I love the way he looks. I think, and even when he was clapping, like you could hear the rocks, like I think he's really well done. I really love that. I thought John Krasinski would be so awesome as Mr. Fantastic. I was so excited, like, you know, fan casting, everybody was going, I always thought in my head, like, oh yeah, he would be a great Mr. Fantastic. When we finally got him in that small little cameo in Doctor Strange 2, he was pretty bad. Like, he was pretty wooden to me. I mean, you know, his whole delivery and everything, I just remember thinking, like, I thought this guy could actually act, but this is really bad.
Confess that you had been dreamwalking, and in your words, things had gotten out of hand.
Boring!
But, you know, that's kind of my thoughts on it. He kind of has the look, I guess you could say. I didn't think Krasinski was really that great as Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, let me just play his advocate for a second. The Illuminati have all said in their interviews that they were never on set together. It was COVID, and they all filmed their scenes apart from each other. So he's like, he's not talking to anybody in any of his scenes. He's just trying to figure this out, taking his mask off, getting 10 vaccinations right before he's able to get on the camera. Like, give the guy a break and let him come into, you know, this guy is just not Mr. Fantastic to me.
Like I said, he shifted the needle for me a little bit more by seeing, when I saw this trailer, I was like, okay, maybe there's something there.
See, who is that? That is John Krasinski right there.
That looks like Pedro to me a bit.
Not Pedro. You're not Pedro. Don't listen to him.